We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Epitach of Sili Yover and Kalim Perik your test Mishnah Ches Hatur Mol Shenifchas. Here we're speaking about a shepherd's pouch that became damaged. The turmol, Bar Tanur explains, is a kis gadol, a large pouch, a large pocket, literally, shel or made out of leather, shaharo and osin chafatzol socho, that the shepherd puts his items inside, uvisochar turmol, yesh kisim kitanim, kumo hamaguro, beteva. And inside that turmol, there are smaller pockets, similar to those little rooms, the maguros we spoke about in the previous Mishnah when it came to the teva, when it came to the bin. The bin made out of wood, that wooden box, we said there are maguros inside, and those maguros have their own status. Even if the kli, the larger teva box, wooden box broke, those little storage areas inside are their own, not considered a chibur, not considered attached. They have their own status of tuma. They retain their status of tuma. In fact, if they have nothing to do with the bin, if the bin becomes tuma, they don't necessarily become tuma. So they're on their own. So this turmal has a similar structure. So the Mishnah says, "Haturmal shenifchas." The turmal itself was nifchas, which means that it was ruined, and now it's torn. But kisha besocho tamei. But nonetheless, the larger pouch can't be used to hold anything. But the pockets that are inside can, and therefore they remain tamei. They are susceptible to tumah. If there's tumah that they had, it retains it. Ve'eno chibru lo. The same thing. The pockets are not considered connected to the larger pouch. So if they become tamei, the tumah doesn't go to the pouch, and vice versa. Same thing as we mentioned in the previous mishnah regarding the maguros, the little rooms, the little storage areas of the teva. Hachemes shebeitzim shela mikablos ima. Chemes is a, we have this in Parshas Vayera, Vayechluach maimen hachemes. So Yishmael didn't have, there's no water left. Kept drinking. So this is a water skin used also for storing liquids. And the Mishnah says shebeitzim shela mekablosima. The beitzim are pouches that hold liquid along with it. So Bar Tanur explains what this is and why we call them beitzim. Kishem afshitim oros ha'elim atiyashim hazecharim. So when you take off, you remove the skins. You flay the rams, the he goats, the males, of course. Nishar ha'or so the skin in a place where the beitzim, the testicles are, so you have the scrotum. It's a small kiss, a small pocket. If they now become damaged, they're torn, so then they can't hold anything. We say that it's tohor, it's not makabel tumah. Dibatel beis kibul hem, because the beis kibul has been ruined. So the Mishnah speaks about a chemis just like that. Beitzim shalom makablo sima. Normally it's the pouches are able to hold liquid along with the rest of the chemes, v'nifchasu, and now they became damaged. I mean, those pouches, those beitzim, became damaged, and they can't hold. So tohoros, they are tohor, she'ena mekablos gedarkon, because they can't normally hold liquid in the normal way that they do. And the Mefarshim debate what exactly the Mishnah is teaching us. To tell me that maybe it's telling me that the chemis itself maybe is usable, but the beitzim, that section is not mekabel tumah, and therefore because they're damaged, they are tahoros, but the rest remains susceptible to tumah. Maybe it means that since you can't use this section, the beitzim section, to hold water, so the whole thing is ruined. And other Mefarshim say that maybe what it means is like this: is that if the body itself of the chemes itself is ruined and that cannot hold water, even though these pouches, these beitzim, can still hold water on their own, because they don't hold water the normal way, because they normally hold water as part of the rest of the chemes, even though they can still hold water in these pouches, once the chemes is torn, the whole thing even the pouches are not mekabel tumah, and that's what it means. She'enim mekabel kedarkon. They're not mekabel, they can hold water, but not the way they did in the past. Perek Yutes, Mishnah Tes. Teva shepischa mitzida. Now, so we had in Mishnah Zion, we spoke about the teva, the wooden bin that was damaged, the cover on top. Now the cover on the side, meaning the cover, it's not the cover, the opening is on the side, not on the top. The opening is on the side. Tamei also now, before we speak about it getting ruined, so the Mishnah just says, if the opening is on the side, Tamei midras utamemes. So this teva is considered, it's susceptible not only to Tumas Meis, as it was in the previous Mishnahs, when we speak about the cover being on top, the opening on top, but it's Tamei Medrash as well, based on what we discussed. The Bartender tells us, Shepischa milamala eina Tamei Medrash, when the opening is on top, it's not Tamei Medrash. Dem Yeshiv Aleha, if someone decides to sit on top of it, Uvayim Levishtamesh Ba, and we want to use it, Omim Lo, we say, Amod, Vanasa Malachtenu, get up. We need to use the bin for our malacha. I can't get inside if you're sitting on it. If the opening's on the side, you can use it even though someone is sitting on it, and therefore it is mekabel tmeya midras. Besides tmei meis. Amar Rabbi Yosi, ema sai, bizman she'ena gevoa asara tfachim, o she'ena lizbeis tefach. Comes Rabbi Yosi to qualify this halacha and says, there may be two other criteria that would set up a case where it would not be Tamei Medrash, because it's just not usable for sitting, even though the opening is on the side. And that is, if it's not 10 Tfachim, it has to be less than 10 Tfachim in height. Something higher than 10 Tfachim, says the Bar Tanura, Kshevo Gavo Asara, once it's 10 Tfachim high or more, Lo Chazi the Shiva Kulei height. People that you can't sit on it. Your legs are not on the floor. It's not comfortable. It's too high to serve as a chair. So then it's not makabel to mas medris. O she'en lo lizbeis tefach. Or where do we say it's going to be makabel toma? If it doesn't have a rim that's a height of a tefach. If it has a rim that's a height of a small rim, that's one thing. But it has a rim that's a height of a tefach. A chair like that is not going to be comfortable. No one's going to want to sit on it. And therefore, it's not going to be makabel toma if it has a tefach, a rim that's a tefach or higher. Nifchasa milamalon temeya temei meis. If now it gets damaged above, so it's tamei tumas meis, which means, as we had previous in the previous Mishnayos, now the cover breaks off. So you could fall right through if you sat on it. It's still tamei meis, it's shavim sheretz or any regular types of tumah, because it's still a bin, it still can be used, you can still put things in, but I can't sit on it anymore. So even though the top broke through, remember, the opening's on the side. The top is what we said, you're not putting things in and out from the top. But nonetheless, you can now, but you can't sit on it. So Tumas Medrash it no longer has. Tumas Tamei Meis, potentially, it's susceptible to that. Nifchasa milamaton. If now, let's say, if it's poches, it's damaged below on the bottom. So now, is it usable? Well, if you put things in from the side, they're going to fall through. You really can't store anything. On the other hand, the top is still there. You could potentially sit on it. So the mission is, says Rabbi Meir Metame. Rabbi Meir says, when the bottom breaks, is broken, the chest is Tomei. What he says, Tomei, what's Metame? We assume it's Tumas Meis, not Tumas Sheretz, but rather Tumas Midras, because it's still usable for sitting on. We're going to say it's not Tomei other types of Tumas. So the Mishnah Nida in the sixth Perek has a rule, and we've mentioned this briefly in the past. Any item that is Tamei Tumas Medrash, which is the highest level of Tumah, can certainly, Kavachomer, is susceptible to other types of Tumah, like Tumas Meis, Tumas Sheretz, etc. So Rabbi Meir, by saying Mitamei, so is Rabbi Meir saying it's Tamei all types of Tumah? So that's one explanation. It's all types of Tumah. If it's Tamei Tumas Medrash, it still has to be Tamei other things, even though the floor fell through. And others claim Rabbi Meir doesn't follow that rule. And the Mishnah is telling you, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that when the bottom falls through, yes, it's Tumas Medrash because you can still sit on it, but you can't use it to store anything, and therefore it's only Tamei Tumas Medrash, and Rabbi Meir does not follow that rule. And maybe that's this mission is an exception. Other Mefarshim have other ways to explain that. Either way, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Chachamim mitar. Chachamim say, no, this is Tor, even from Tumas Medrash, when the bottom falls through and the top is in place. Remember, you put things in and out from the side, you can still sit on it, doesn't matter. Venetia, but al ha'ikor, but la tfela. Because the primary use of this bin is nullified. So therefore, even the tefela, even the tumas medrash, which is secondary, is not. There's no tuma, that type of tuma either. Says the Bar Tanurin explaining this. The primary utility of this is to hold things in its on the bottom, on the floor of it, on the floor of the bin, whatever you put inside. Val yadam he nikreis kli, it earns its status of a kli for that reason. They came in shenif chasu shuleh or batlu, but now that the bottom is damaged and it's nullified and everything falls through, batlu gam dafno sel milamalon. We say that the walls of this bin are considered null and void as well. Vishuv Eina Makabala Shum Tuma, even Tumas Medrash.